Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
Well, great job by Merrill and Mike yesterday. And I got to, you know, quickly, before we get to the Novacare rehabilitation injury report, I just want to rip Fox for a moment. So I thought the actual broadcast was pretty good. I mean, it was a bounce back for those guys after the kind of, not fiasco 2 weeks ago, but it was a little rough 2 games ago. But I didn't think they tracked the Saquon thing well at all yesterday. So, Devin, you obviously were working the game WIP, so you want to have perspective on this.
No.
But James and John, tell me if you guys agree. Here's what I noticed. They put up the one Saquon graphic that I thought was funky and hard to, like, what is going on here? They didn't have a tracker. And the other thing is the announcer, who's the play-by-play guy? What's that guy?
Joe Davis.
Joe Davis constantly kept talking about 134 yards, 130, like, this is what he needs for the pace to be maintained, to be able to get it by the end of the year. But he kept leaving out, but he might not play week 18.
And also, like, this, at no point was he saying this we need for 2,000, which was the far more likely number and milestone to hit in that game. Like, just as an announcer, those are the stakes he should have been setting.
And the graphics guy, whoever, you know, tells that guy what to do, didn't do his job. There should have been a graphic. Here's what he needs for 2,000. Here's what he needs for Dickerson. Simple. Like, just simple. And they didn't have it. Anyway. All right, let's talk about some injuries. There weren't many, but there were some. And obviously the Eagles have 2 weeks until the playoffs, one more week until a game they may or may not play starters in. And for the Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report, we turn, as we do every Monday at this time, to a great doctor. In this case, Dr. James Rory Tucker, primary care sports medicine physician at IM Health. He sees patients in Wayne. He's also a former lead physician for Temple Athletics, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Tucker.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you on the program, sir. So let's get to it here. CJGJ, huge game, 2 interceptions, a touchdown, but leaves in the fourth quarter with an abdominal injury. How concerned should we be knowing the Eagles play a playoff game in 2 weeks?
So that wasn't a new injury for him, as I'm sure you and all the listeners are aware. Really, those abdominal injuries can be quite debilitating. You know, if you imagine the abdominal load that these athletes are putting out on the line, play after play after play, a strain of the muscle there, a little, you know, even small tear there, that could be absolutely just grueling for them. And really, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the Eagles aren't just playing today. They're looking forward for the playoffs as well. So got to keep those players ready and good to go.
So what does that mean for an abdominal injury moving forward? Is this rest is the only the best medicine, or is there something you can actively do to make it better?
So for an abdominal strain, it's really going to be primarily rest. You know, there's a little bit of rehab they can do with some physical therapy techniques that could help them rehab along. But rest is really going to be the primary mainstay for rehabbing an abdominal strain, if that's what the abdominal injury is for him.
And we heard after the game a teammate talking about Kenny Pickett's rib situation. What, to the best of your knowledge, is he dealing with his ribs?
So with the little news blip that we got there, it appears he's dealing with rib fractures. Rib fractures is just going to be an incredibly painful thing for him to play through. So absolute hats off to him for the effort and the performance he had yesterday. That was fantastic. The rib fractures for him, when they said rib fractures plural, one of the things always worry about is where those are. If they have them in consecutive ribs, then
do we know that these are rib fractures?
Well, it was said. I mean, I don't think we know, but it was said that they were broken. I mean, that's what.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what the only thing we know is that it was said they were broken.
Okay.
And I tend to think they probably were. And I think that it makes sense why he left the game in the third quarter. James, how would you like to play against Micah Parsons with broken ribs?
Oh, my God. I don't think I'd come to work here. I'd be like, nah, I'm good, guys. You can get by without me.
All right, Doc. So let's get to Jalen. This is really the big one for the playoffs, but maybe for next week. He's been in concussion protocol, was not cleared. Typically, players at this point miss one game, not two. Any sense of the Jalen reality these days?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with kind of typically missing one game, not two. It's really a matter of gauging their recovery. They're going to be under cognitive demands, thinking about all these plays, you know, memorizing those, getting the players ready, watching the field, deciding how to move. And then in their rehab, they're going to be working through them. They're going to be watching them. How are they doing from their symptom standpoint? How are they doing from their balance testing, their cognitive testing? But I anticipate he should be back.
Okay. Listen, I would tend to think that is the likelihood as well. Doc, thanks so much. Again, for more information about Dr. James Rory Tucker, get yourself to imhealth.com, imhealth.com. And again, it's the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Thanks, Doc.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ken at Cinemenson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Ken.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Brian Seltzer. Is he there?
Yeah, someone just sent me that.
I saw that.
Hilarious, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
There was a mistweet yesterday.
It was an Inquirer.
Inquirer.
Philadelphia Inquirer this morning. Devin Caney, congratulations, Devin.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
Devin will be taking the sideline reporting duties, and it names the morning show crew, including Mr. Brian Seltzer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Good times.
That's unfortunate.
Shout out to Brian Seltzer, who is fantastic.
Yeah, whoever he is, I'm sure he's great.
No, we know him well.
No, he's great. He works at KYW. He's one of the best people you ever
meet. Yes, he is.
Well, then, good. Listen, I know you got to talk about stuff, right? And this is going to be great to talk about all week long. I don't know why we're even pretending this is a tough decision to make. I mean, all five offensive linemen at some point have limped off the field this year in a game, including yesterday when Mekhi Becton limped off the field. And look, you don't win anything if Lane Johnson goes down or Landon Dickerson goes down, because you're chasing what is, in the grand scheme of things, a meaningless regular season record.
I disagree with you right there, Ken. It's not meaningless. It's not as important as the Super Bowl, but it's not meaningless. Like, would you say Walter Payton, when he broke Jim Brown's record, was meaningless?
No,
you wouldn't. Would you say when Wayne Gretzky broke whoever record he broke for goals and assists, would you say that's meaningless? Of course not.
The year that Eric Dickerson set that record, the Rams lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
Obviously meaningless to the outcome of the season.
No, I understand, so, but it's not meaningless. And the reason why it's such a fascinating thing is amongst other things, there are some players that want them to play. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I would say to you, take this up with Jordan Mailata and see what he says.
And you know, if that's what it comes down to, you know, Jalen was given a thumbs up that he was ready to go back into the game when he had a concussion last week.
No, obviously players sometimes make mistakes. There's no question that player. Look, I still think Carson came back too early in 2018. So yes, it is true, and that's why who should get to make the decision is a fascinating part of this. John, gut feeling, who should make the decision? No, seriously, I don't know the answer, and
I don't either. I mean, it ends up. It
I comes guess it has to be Sirianni.
CEO
has to be
Nick Sirianni. This is the toughest decision he'll. I can't imagine having to
James,
deal.
James, it has to be Sirianni, right? Like, here's what I mean. He can defer to others for their opinion.
Yes,
but he has to make the decision.
Absolutely. And I think he's got Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. Like, I think this is a organizational decision, personally.
Devin, who should make it?
I would have the O-line in particular vote. Well, and Saquon.
But like, they're definitely going to vote yes. You know they're going to vote yes.
Well, maybe a
protect the them from themselves.
Have the offense and Nick Sirianni and the organization vote.
I think
the,
just not giving the players a say here. Like, I'm sorry. Like, sometimes you got to do what's best for the team and for the players, and that means telling guys, hey, I get it, but it's way more important that we get you guys a full week off and we're heading into the playoffs on all cylinders.
It's fascinating. Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
I just think Nick Sirianni's style is to ask... Or
I agree with that.
To Saquon to decide that, ultimately.
That matters too. I think the bottom line is Nick and the decision makers, they have to ask themselves, will you regret not trying? Will you regret being this close? Very clearly, Saquon, 34 carries less than Eric Dickerson to be 100 yards away. It just feels like if you leave it like this, will you regret it 20 years from
now? Well, that's
now,
why when...
I would.
Yeah.
And I think I'd prefer that my team leave no stone unturned along the way to a Super Bowl. Let's go set records and prove to everyone with our deeds on the field, but also with the numbers that we accrue, that we are the best team in the history of football. Let's go grind it up on the ground, prove it numerically with Saquon as we go and win the Super Bowl.
It's fascinating. And that's why when Ken's like, I don't know how I reframe that. Like, I can't believe this is even a thing. Like, well, of course it is. It could go either way. People are clearly split. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? By the way, funny interaction. Jerry Jones and a fan yesterday. Great audio. We'll play you that. The Diddy. Ray Didinger at 7:55. More of what Saquon and Sirianni said after the game about what they'll do Week 18. Plus the Bat of the Bone Award and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. And we pay tribute to the great Bill Berge coming up next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about Tasty Cake. Because, you know, they got a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans, you got the candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Well, how about the crimpet? Light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, you got options for days upon days. They include the frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and, of course, you cannot forget about the delicious new Dippin' Sticks flavors. So many different ways, so many different unique, satisfying treats to choose from with Tasty Cake. But, of course, no surprise, because it's Tasty Cake, so many options and excellence. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.